the prince, hold on, we didn't, I got tongue-tied at the start.
Dad,
the pony story.
When she was jumping, but her hair might turn a different color when it goes into lake water.
The princess and her ponies had actually jumped across the lake in Kerry, hadn't they?
Yeah.
And what are you saying about her hair again?
If we stopped at when would happen when her hair gets full of lake water?
Oh yes, her blonde hair gets full of lake water. Well, Kerry lake water is special. You know, it will turn blonde hair black. So did the princess's hair fall in the water as they were crossing the lake?
Yes.
Did she come out the other end with black hair?
Yes.
She came out the other end with black hair and nobody recognized her. So
even
she was
the
able
horses.
She was able to the horses did. Oh, the horses knew her by the smell. But she was able to travel through the rest of Kerry without any of the people of Kerry recognizing that she was a princess as she set off around on her search, her quest, her journey, trying to find, what was she trying to find?
A friend.
And not any old kind of friend. What kind of a friend?
A friend that was as pony mad as her.
Exactly. And did she think it would be a girl or a boy?
A boy.
She did? The answer is she hadn't a clue. Did she care if it was a girl or a boy?
No.
Was she thinking of getting married?
No.
No, she wasn't. Had no interest in getting married at all. All she wanted was someone to ride ponies with. And not just to ride ponies. To talk ponies. To sleep ponies. She was so crazy about ponies that the only things she could think about were things that had to do with ponies. But that's life. Sometimes you don't find what you want in Kerry and you have to leave County Kerry and move on around Ireland. But there was one place in County Kerry that she knew she had to go first.
What?
She knew that she would never be able to keep going. She would never be able to find all the food that she needed and have all the protection from all the dangers that there were. If she didn't go to that one little island off the coast of Kerry.
Why?
Because on that island there were magical powers. There were monks, old men, young men. I don't think there were any women on the island. Who were praying all the time. Keeping warm in their little beehive huts. Eating food that was brought to them by people who come out on boats. Who want them to sacrifice sheep. Who want them to, you know, eat the latest apples. They might even have been eating snails on the Skellig Islands. The Skellig Islands were famous. Nobody had ever come back from there. Everybody had always stayed there. But the princess and her ponies knew that if they didn't go to the Skellig Islands, they would never get anywhere out of Kerry. The countryside was just too dangerous and they needed some form of protection. So off they went across the mountains.
There's monsters.
Oh, you haven't heard half of the monsters that there were in Ireland in those days. You think there are monsters in Ireland today?
No.
Well, tell you what, there's some people think there are monsters in Ireland today. They think there were monsters in Ireland. And that the monsters in Ireland did all sorts of things that got everybody into some kind of trouble. But in those days, there were monsters everywhere. Some of them were good monsters. Some of them were tiny little monsters with great, great power. That could turn themselves into anything you like. And could scare the living daylights out of you. Or else could carry you on a journey across the land. But first, Skellig Islands had to be got to. And the Skelligs are about 12 miles, I think, or maybe, yeah, about 12 miles offshore. Off a place near Waterville. And that's where they headed for.
They had to eat some special seaweed to breathe underwater.
Well, I'll tell you what, wait till we get to the seashore and have to get out across the ocean out to the Skelligs, because you can see the Skelligs rocks. They stand right up out of the sea today. And one of them has nothing but birds on it. Gannets and shags and cormorants and seagulls and, oh, you name it. They were just, the place was teeming with sea birds. Puffins. There were even puffins there.
Blackbirds?
There might have been blackbirds, but I would say that the seagulls would have chased the blackbirds away. Oh yes, this was a place just for seabirds. In fact, there was even a rumor that there were sea eagles there in those days. But I don't know if that was true. And certainly the princess hadn't a clue if she was ever going to meet a sea eagle. And the biggest bird of all. You know what the biggest bird in the whole world is at sea, if you're out at sea? A bird with a huge, huge wing. Do you know what it's called? Can you guess?
No.
They come in, they are in the game of golf too.
Are they very rare?
They're very rare. Very rare. Hardly anybody ever gets an albatross. An albatross is much rarer than an eagle. And it's an awful lot rarer than a birdie. But an albatross is the bird that there might have been out in the Skelligs. But we'll have to find out what happened when the princess gets there. And that is what happens, or starts to happen, in the next chapter of the story.
What's that?